This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
What do you do with a slippery van door? How will new tenants react to a police sketch on the floor? Can computer students work a mouse with beep? We'll find out tonight on Candid Camera.
We're the least expected. You elected. You're the star today. You're Candid Camera. With the hocus pocus, you can focus. Issue lucky day.
Viewers from around the country provide the smiles on Candid Camera.
Well, welcome to PNP Network. The man behind the current Candid Camera show, his name's Peter Funt. Candid Camera is airing Saturday at 8:30 p.m. on CBS. You don't want to miss it. I saw it. It's funny as all heck. And what a great show this is. It's a show that goes back to the 40s and your dad, Alan Funt. It used to be called Candid Microphone when it first started.
Amazing to think that we've been around that long. It was 1947 when my dad started the Candid Microphone radio show. The next year, in 48, it became Candid Camera on television. And who would think that here in the year 2000 we'd be on Candid Computer, you know?
It is amazing, isn't it? As a matter of fact, you mentioned computers. CandidCamera.com is a real fun site to visit.
Well, we try to keep the viewers and interested parties aware of what we're doing. You know, the CBS schedule has been so topsy-turvy for us the past few months that some of our viewers may not know exactly when we're on. We were on Fridays, but now it's Saturday night, and as you said, it's 8:30 Eastern and Pacific, 7:30 Central and Mountain, and that's the place to find Candid Camera now.
Let me ask you about growing up with Alan Funt. I mean, all of us grew up watching him and enjoying his antics. What was he like as a dad? Was he wacky? I mean, you know, or was he that was just work and that was, were you raised around Candid Camera? What was it like?
Well, you would assume, I guess, that in my home growing up there'd be whoopee cushions and dribble glasses and all sorts of practical joking, and in fact nothing could be further from the truth. My dad was not a practical joker by nature. He engaged in some of the jokes as part of a means toward an end in the show to observe people and study human nature, which was really what was the fascinating part of it for him. And, of course, the jokes were a necessary ingredient. But he was not a joker by nature, so fortunately we were spared much of that in my household.
And, you know, how did he cope with the fame? He doesn't seem like the type that would be an ego type of guy.
You're right. In fact, in the early 1960s, when Candid Camera was enjoying enormous popularity as a CBS series back then, Life magazine published, I guess, what they called the 10 most recognizable people in America facially, and JFK was at the top of the list, not surprisingly, but my dad was number two or three. And the interesting thing was that at the very moment that that article came out, he was posing behind the counter in a dry cleaning shop or pumping gas at a gas station with very little disguise, just a baseball cap or whatever, and people were essentially clueless that this was the guy from TV. And we have come to learn, and I find the same thing true, as does my partner Suzanne Summers, when we go out nowadays to do Candid Camera gags, that this is a very interesting type of show business, because people do not expect to see someone from television in ordinary situations like pumping gas. And when you distract them with a little joke the way we do, chances are they'll never catch on. So he had sort of an interesting type of fame, quite notable in some respects, completely anonymous in others.
Yeah, I saw her in one of the episodes that I screened. One of the quote-unquote victims kind of whacked the woman who was doing the stunt. Is that something that that happened? Has anybody actually got hurt?
Well, first of all, we don't use the word victim. You know, on Candid Camera, the word my dad preferred was subject. And whatever you call that person, it should be a loving term, because we don't like to victimize people, honestly. And we do practical jokes, and we do little tricks, but unless the people are laughing when it's all over and happily sign a permission slip so we can show it on the air, then we feel we've made a terrible mistake, and we apologize and move on. The piece you're talking about was really just a love gesture. In other words, that woman, and I know the clip you mean, took sort of a playful swing, but it was by no means intended to deliver a message other than total surprise.
Oh, yeah. No, she also hit the microphone, I think.
She didn't realize it was a microphone. It was in a binder book that our person was holding. No, most people who are caught by Candid Camera are fabulously happy about it and very good sports. Every once in a while, you catch somebody who's in the wrong place at the wrong time. And heck, I mean, if you catch a kid skipping school, or a salesman goofing off from the job, or worst of all, somebody who's out with someone else's wife, the last thing they want to hear is smile, you're on Candid Camera.
Mm.
So those are the ones we have to just apologize and walk away from.
Now, you have to get, I would assume, some kind of signed release. So some people, what percentage of people do sign those releases?
99.9. I mean, thanks to those magic words, smile, you're on Candid Camera, which some people wait a whole lifetime in hopes that they'll hear. When it finally does happen, they're all too happy to sign. They get a very token payment of $30, which hasn't changed for 50 years, the sum of money that we give out. Because it's not exactly who wants to be a millionaire when you're on Candid Camera. It's really who wants to have a good time. And as I say, most everybody gives us permission, and that's the key to the show's success.
So if you get on the show 333,000 times or something, you can start cleaning up.
You really would be. you'd be doing great.
I was talking with Peter Funt from Candid Camera. You know, it's one of the interesting things about that show is also it's one of the only shows ever that was on all three networks.
Oh, my. Candid Camera has been, you're right, on all three networks, as well as syndication and cable and HBO and distributed around the world. I can't think of one aspect of the media that Candid Camera hasn't touched over the years, but we're so happy to be rejuvenated on CBS and part of the primetime schedule there, and I hope people can find us on Saturday nights, because it has been a little tricky to figure out exactly when Candid Camera's on.
Well, that's the point of this interview, and I'm sure many others that you're going to do, try to get people aware of the fact that it's on. You know, one of the things about Candid Camera, every Candid Camera show I think I've ever seen, it just makes me hysterically laughing. They're very funny. I mean, you know, when you're not the victim and you can look at someone else getting, or the subject, and you can look at someone else getting poked fun of, it's always much more fun.
Well, the key questions that go through everyone's mind when they watch Candid Camera, I think, are, number one, what would I do if I had been caught in that situation? And then number two, will they get me next? And when you put those two things in the mind of a television viewer, it makes for wonderful entertainment. And, you know, my family and I now sit around and watch Candid Camera with that same perspective, just as I did when my dad had the show. And it's amazing that the show has carried on for as long as it has. But I really think the answer lies in the fact that it's truly as fresh as the next person who walks through that door. We'll never run out of people to catch on Candid Camera. They're being born faster than we can photograph them.
Mm. There's always some that, you know, stick out in your mind, the one with the car split in half, and some of the office ones that are kind of gems, that, you know, classic Candid Camera things, and they'll always live in our minds, no matter how old we are. You know, one of the things I thought is interesting about Candid Camera, too, besides the fact it's been on so long, been on so many networks, been all over the place, has been the co-hosts on the show. There's been a ton of co-hosts on the show, including you at one point.
Yeah, I took my turn as my dad's sidekick in the 80s. Before that, he had a fellow named Durwood Kirby, and then he had former Miss America Bess Meyerson and a different former Miss America, Phyllis George. And then when he was doing specials for a while, he had such people as Lonnie Anderson and, and then, of course, my delightful partner nowadays is Suzanne Summers. And so I'm trying to heed my dad's advice, which I think he stumbled upon when he hired Bess Meyerson as his partner, which is, if you have a co-host who's prettier than you are, it diverts the people's attention. So that's what I try to do.
Yeah, well, Suzanne's great anyway. She's a wonderful person.
Well, she's so remarkably talented. She's funny. She can sing. She can dance. She can act. She's a business person with all these products, and she's an author with all these books. And she ain't bad to look at either.
Not at all.
A remarkable combination, and she's a good friend, so I'm so happy she's a part of Candid Camera.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, when we're talking about co-hosts, you actually forgot the first one he used, before Durwood Kirby.
That's right. You must be thinking of Arthur Godfrey.
That's right, yeah.
Who did begin with my dad in 1960, and it was not a happy relationship, and maybe that's why I omitted it. It was one that was sort of forced by the network at a time when they had Mr. Godfrey under contract and had to figure out a way to use him. And it was kind of awkward for him because he was not a part of the production. He just came on to essentially introduce things and do some commercials. And yet he was a big, big star at the time. So it was a bit uncomfortable. And one day, after about a year of this unhappy relationship, Arthur Godfrey went off to shoot a public television documentary in Africa, and he was gone for 4 or 5 weeks and never came back to Candid Camera. He didn't exactly disappear. He just fell out of touch and stopped doing the show, and Durwood Kirby was hired, and it got a lot easier for everybody at that point.
I remember actually when Alan had folks like Joanne Flug as a co-host, and of course Fanny Flagg, who we had on this show, was a great co-host with him.
Yes, Fanny was not exactly in the co-host category. She was one of the many hench people, you know, the people who went out in the field and participated in the gag. She was a regular on Candid Camera.
That's right. She did the setups, that's right.
Yeah, and in fact, last season, Suzanne and I had Fanny on for two shows to sort of recreate a couple of her classic Candid Camera moments. And you're right, she's just as delightful as ever. There's something about Fanny Flagg's Southern accent that would enable her to manipulate someone in just about any way she wanted and get away with it. She's just such a charmer, you know?
This format you have right now of Candid Camera, which you can see Saturday night at 8:30 on CBS with you and Suzanne, seems like a really nice chemistry. The only one I didn't like in the Candid Camera series was when Dom DeLuise hosted with Eva LaRue. It just didn't work.
Boy, you're being polite to say didn't work. It stunk. my family was so upset about that. And by the way, nothing against Dom DeLuise, who seems to be a very nice guy. But that was an occasion when my father licensed another company to do a version of Candid Camera. And we got nothing out of it except a paycheck. And believe me, that check was not big enough to cover the embarrassment of the way it turned out. They just didn't get it. They went through the motions. They called it Candid Camera. They sang our song. But they did not, I think, have the appreciation that we have for the human spirit. And it wasn't fun. And we try so hard to make it fun. So I'm sort of glad that went away as quickly as it did. That was back in 1991. And we'll never make that mistake again. We want to keep our eye on the ball.
No offense to you, but we all miss your dad.
Well, I don't take offense. I miss him more than you do. He He died back in September after a lengthy illness. He was 84, and he left us a wonderful, wonderful legacy in the form of videotape and film of delightful candid camera moments that I think will live on forever. And he also left me some pretty big shoes to fill, and I made up my mind that he will always be Mr. Candid Camera and America's greatest people watcher, and if I can be number two, that's great for me.
They're big shoes to fill, but you seem to be doing a nice job in them, and you and Suzanne have a nice chemistry together. And people, don't miss it, Candid Camera, Saturday night at 8:30 on CBS. And Peter Funt, before I let you go, one last question. Do you have a favorite segment of all time that you really enjoyed the most that sticks out in your mind?
Well, you know, my dad taught me a long time ago that when asked that question, it'd be best to say it's the one that's coming on this week, folks, because that's the one we're focused on. It's like asking you which of your kids is your favorite.
Well, this
we do all remember the car without a motor and the talking mailbox and the car that splits in half. And we did one last season that people are still talking about, which was a disappearing building. A messenger comes to a building, delivers a package, is told to come back in an hour, and when he does, it's a vacant lot. And that was a bit of Candid Camera magic that was very memorable. But we'll be out later today shooting Candid Camera sequences, and hopefully I'll be doing my favorite.
And which one's that?
I can't tell you. We'll be doing it today.
Well, Saturday's show, if I'm not mistaken, there's one where they put a body outline in an apartment for rent.
Isn't that something?
That was very, very, very funny.
It was suggested by one of our viewers, and you can make your own suggestions. Visit our website at candidcamera.com, and you get all the information about how to do that. But this viewer suggested that an apartment be put up for rent, and when the unsuspecting prospective renter comes, there's this chalk outline of a body on the floor, the way the police would do a sketch, and that the realtor who's working for us would pay no attention to it. Oh, that's nothing, you know. Don't worry about that. We'll have the floors disinfected, the apartment's just great.
And get a dog.
And get a big dog and a bright light, yeah.
That was really, really funny. Well, when you least expect it, you know, Candid Camera's there. And did you ever get caught by Candid Camera? Did your father ever turn it on you?
No, that's a house rule, and we pay close attention to it. Nobody on our staff has to worry about being caught, or in our family. If we didn't have that rule, we'd never get any work done. We'd be the most paranoid people in America.
Peter, thanks so much for coming on, and good luck with the new Candid Camera.
Well, thank you. Nice to talk to you.
Take care. Peter Funt from Candid Camera, everybody, right here on CBS TV, Saturday nights at 8:30. You're listening to PMPNetwork.com. Bye-bye.